Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship. How'd Leroy go? Game back for the end of last segment and missed all of it. Now he's gone again.
Once we got into commercial break, he got there. He sat for 2 seconds and left again.
I like how his chair is turned around to the camera right now like an evil bad guy. <You're> like, really, Mr. Bond? Like he would turn around just to deliver the bad news that he's about to nuke a city. Anyway, all right, we'll get to him when we get to him. Jay Fig, what do we have today for Rats of a Ship?
Well, the Miami Heat.
Oh, wow. Just out the, wow. Damn. Oh, wow.
Starting
wow. Right to the point.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
God, I'm,
am I rats
I'm not talking about the heat outside. I'm talking about the
no,
Miami.
I know. You're referring to the basketball team. Right. Am I rats off a ship?
Come on.
On the Miami Heat.
Tobes.
Let me just tell you something.
Careful with your words.
Let me just tell you something right now. Everybody, I will never be rats off a ship on the Miami Heat.
Wow.
Never. I don't care if we go out there tonight with Blake Ahern, all right? Whoa. If Chris Quinn has to suit up. I don't care if we have to go out there with dudes that they just found off the street. As long as they're wearing those Heat letters on their jersey, I will never be rats off a ship on the Miami Heat. Now, am I going to be ended up being a soaked rat? Perhaps. I don't know. You know, we'll see. It's hard to say. But I will never be rats off a ship on the Miami Heat. Okay?
Wow.
That's how I feel. All right? I don't care that they are down 3-1, that Duncan Robinson has the back of a senior citizen, that Jaime Jaquez, his hip doesn't work, that Jimmy Butler blew out his knee, that Terry Rozier apparently has like a neck worse than Mike Tyson's spinal. Huh. I don't care.
Yeah.
I will never be off the Miami Heat, all right? Because as Eric Spoelstra strangely said, we've got enough.
We got enough. Yeah, we got enough. You know, before it's like, we have enough. Now it's like, yeah, we got enough.
Huh.
You guys are looking into this way too much.
Right. What's that? Oh, the way he worded it?
Yes.
I don't think I am.
He was off one word, okay?
It's different.
Relax. It's fine.
Might have to go back to the Eric Spoelstra. Get some sleep. You know, maybe he's just lacking sleep. He needs to get his catchphrases together.
Well, I hope he's not tired today.
What about you, Jay Fig? Where are your rats?
Like you said, Tobin, I am a very loyal fan. I will never be rats off a ship.
I would rather be a rat putting on a snorkel mask than be rats off a ship on the Miami Heat. All right. I will sit there and I will wait for the bow, and I will wait for the crow's nest to sink to the floor before I jump off that ship.
That's right.
Leroy.
Well, why would you have a snorkel on?
Yeah. I'm not rats off a ship.
See if I could breathe, you know.
I'm not rats off a ship on the Heat.
Like, attaboy.
Especially when it's sports and the way they do things, it's gonna be tough. But I'm still holding on to the rope. Zeus is out of here. He's
what
done.
Do you mean? He's out. He's rats off a ship on the Heat.
Rats off a ship.
No guts.
No guts.
No guts.
He ain't got no guts.
Marcos.
He said, can't make a three.
I'm going down with the band, dude. I am going down with the band. All right. The ship is sinking. I see us taking on water. And I am taking another sip of my whiskey and saying Heat in seven as the
You're
ship.
You're a classy
is
rat.
You know, a little bit of Woodford Reserve.
Oh, wow.
That's good stuff.
barrel.
That ain't the good stuff.
What? Okay, whatever. You have cigarette tasting.
No, that was disgusting. Can't that was disgusting. Hey, I brought Jennifer the good stuff.
Blue Label.
Oh, that is a good stuff. Sometimes people would say, "Do you guys have Blue Label?" When I was a server, and I'd be like, "Are you joking?" And I'd accuse them of trying to get one over on me, but I was just poor.
Hey, the her dad. Whoo, he's a pro.
No one can keep up with him.
He's a pro.
I gave you the fair warning at first. Well, don't say no
one. He kept grabbing my glass.
Trusting no one can keep up with him.
Don't trust Tobin. This is a man who said that.
That's what they say. That's what the people say.
Golden monkeys. Yeah, right, dude. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. This is taking us out. I'm like, lightweights.
Get out of here.
Couple Devin Haney's over here.
Oh, okay.
Couple Devin Haney's. What else do we got, Jay Fig, for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, we got Michael Malone and his sincerity.
Okay.
He claims Darvin Ham did a good job for Lakers and they should keep him.
Wait. So this is kind of like when your rival school is hoping, like, hey, listen, don't fire Manny Diaz. Like, FSU fans are like, don't fire Manny Diaz. Keep him. I'm rats off a ship on his sincerity. Yeah, I think he's talked a lot of trash about the Lakers over the last couple of years, and I think he just wants to keep beating Darvin Ham and beat the brakes off the Lakers. I mean, you saw how LeBron James acted towards Darvin Ham.
Rats off a ship.
He doesn't think he's doing a good job.
Is that just a losing thing, though? You know what I mean? Like, you just look that way because you're losing? Not necessarily how you feel about it. Because in the end, I would have to believe, yo, you on the court. What you do on the court got to have more president over what your damn coaches.
Well, the thing he got really mad about is Darvin Ham wouldn't, like, challenge something, and he freaked out. Listen, not everybody's Joe Mazzulla who, bows to their players and will, you know, have a useless challenge.
I think he did that. I think, you know what? I think he did that to show him, hey, man, no. Right? That's like, no. Because how many times, look, we watch 5 times a game, the finger goes up. Review it. Spo's not falling for it.
They don't even waste their time with Spo anymore. They got to go, please.
No.
Where are you? What about you? What do you think of his sincerity?
I think he's sincere. It's simply because, like,
coaches, fraternity.
I know coaches defend coaches or whatever, but it's something that he didn't have to say. And so he wasn't asked. He just said it. And so from that standpoint, I'm going to think that there has to be some sincerity to it. Just because it just came, you know, voluntarily.
What about you, J-Fig?
Nah, Leroy. We're questioning sincerity here. And if you have to question it, rats off a ship.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
Your point. Frog boy?
That was really strong by Jay Fig there. I think that made him smug. That was pretty good.
I'm a little shocked.
Yeah, it seems like she's been harmed before. I think I'm going to go ahead and take that point as well. If you have to even question whether or not it's sincere, it's probably because Mike.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's right. I said Mike Malone.
Oh, man. I tell you what, he He probably talks more bleep than any coach in the league. That dude is confident. That dude is confident in his team, and I would be too if I had the Joker.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's not forget, Murray would be a star on the team if it wasn't for a Joker.
Rats off a ship.
What's number three, J-Fig?
LeBron is at it again with the tweets.
Ooh. What did he say this time?
What is going
he
on?
He said...
Why are you so excited, Tobin?
I just want to know what he said. I just want to know what
he said. Like you're biting your nails like, what did he say this
time? Where's the popcorn?
Yeah.
What did he say this time?
He said, I've seen, heard a lot of reports about my future. I said it last night and I'll say it again. I don't know yet, as I'm only thinking about spending time with my family and friends. Hmm. Now I know after speaking with my family, my counsel. Can't even speak right now. And as well as my representative. Oh, my God.
You got
right.
it.
It's all right. Just
no, I'm not okay.
Just sound it
okay?
out.
Sorry.
You got it. Hey. You got this.
That English language kicking your ass right now. Get in your corner. One. Two,
you want to know why? You want to know why? Because I'm rats off of a ship, okay?
Oh, wow.
Rats off a ship.
If you have to write characters in a tweet, you're lying.
You're lying.
I'm just amazed how the English language gave you a stand and eight count.
And also, he included emojis that are covering his mouth. No.
I think I'm just rats off a ship by him saying
in general, rats off a ship.
I just think I'm rats off a ship because he says my counsel. Like, you're not a real king.
Rats off a ship.
Exactly. Exactly.
My counsel.
I got tongue tied here.
Maverick, what say you? Shall I return to the Lakers or shall I take my agency to the free land? Mm. Where shall I go?
He knows. He knows where he's going. Come on. He always knows where he's going. Everybody knew where he was going when he listen, they blindsided the Heat, but they had that whole Cleveland thing in the works for a while. Props to the people in Cleveland. They said there were breadcrumbs there. People knew he was going to the Lakers like 2 years into him being on the Cavs. He knows where he's going. That dude never is very careful with his words. He knows when to say what, and he knows when he's dropping tea leaves. He, of course, knows that he is leaving the Lakers and going somewhere. I don't know where he's going, but I know he ain't coming back. And this retirement nonsense. Get the hell out of here. Doing that move again. You and McMenamin, get another act. Dave. Let's do another one of those retirement stories.
Every year, Dave waits for this moment.
Dave McMahon's like, my time to shine. Yes. LeBron retirement story.
Yes, here it goes.
Leroy, where are your rats?
I have no idea because I don't know what we're ratting about right now because y'all just took the story. She didn't get the information out. You just ran with it because it was LeBron. And like, so I don't know what we talk about.
He Listen, says,
here's what I would
seen,
say.
I've seen and heard. Do you want me to read you the tweets?
No. Here's what I would say. If you haven't made up your mind yet, and you said you haven't made up your mind yet, you don't have to respond to any tweets.
Right. Exactly.
Just go make up your mind.
So you are rats off a ship.
But I will say this. We live in a time and age where everybody feel like they got to respond to everything they see on Twitter. I can't play that game either.
All right. So you're an indifferent rat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hanging on a little thing, looking over, looking at you three.
Can't call it. I'm undecided.
Marcos?
It's surprising this guy's last name isn't Kelsey, the way he's going back and forth with this. I'm just saying, dude.
Why do you hate Tua and Kelsey?
I'm just saying. Interesting. You know, it just seems
Kelsey.
It is like interesting, you know. You know, I don't see anybody talking about Taylor Swift like Travis Kelce's The Curse of Her Career because, you know, she was writing good albums till him.
Hey.
Writing good albums till him, and J-Fig hosed down her album yesterday.
Oh, J-Fig, you're
hosed
muted.
Hosed it down. Hey.
You're lucky I was on mute, okay?
You did say she Adele did.
I did not say that. That did not come out of my mouth. That came out of Tobin's mouth, okay?
I'm just saying, like, everybody would, you know, everybody's, is Taylor Swift to blame for the way they play? Everybody worries about that. Nobody ever says, hey, did the athlete ruin the musician's career? People are wondering.
That's a good point. Yeah. Hey,
who's people, Tobin? Brendan?
People are wondering
that. That's a good point.
I have questions,
too. Just Max Holloway here. I have questions.
When you come out with banger after banger after banger, then...
non-committal. Like, eh.
30 songs, too.
Wait. Here's what you have to do.
Can't even get one out of 30.
Here's what you have to do. Why would you have to tell us? We say, hey, J-Fig, how's the album? Well, you know what? After I listened to it 700 times, it kind of grows on you.
Well, guess what? I didn't say that, okay? I said I haven't finished the album yet because I haven't had time to sit down and properly digest it.
Why don't you listen to the album when you're in one of them long-ass car rides to work?
That's true.
I have. And guess what? It is so long that I have not finished it.
Continue on the way back.
Nah.
Nobody makes a three-hour album.
Too much. That's how you know. That's how you know.
That's how long it takes you to get to it from work.
I listened to Kendrick Lamar on the way home yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat Drake, by the way.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, he wins.
Wow.
He wins.
There you go.
Decided. As a connoisseur of hip-hop.
There you go.
Really?
Heard it here first.
Really? Hey, by the way.
We were actually talking about this after the show, and I made a reference that ended up on Worldstar.
Oh, yes. No, it was actually Drake who posted it. Yeah.
Right. What did he post?
Kendrick Lamar's diss reminded J-Fig of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Reading the poem at the end, saying,
yes, I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you look and whatever. And then Drake's response, because obviously he couldn't respond with any sort of musical value yesterday, was put a cute little story of that same exact clip. So J-Fig and Drake, samesies. Mm-hmm.
But isn't the punchline of 10 Things I Hate About You is that at the end she hates how in love she is with him?
Kendrick Lamar.
Are they in love?
That's what they're saying.
Are they in love? Is he saying he loves Kendrick Lamar?
Isn't there a thin line between love and hate, really?
What do you got?
Yeah. Isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Sing it next time. It's a thin line.
All right. That's all the time we got for Rats on the Ship. Take a break. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.